Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This morning, the State Gaming Commission plans a final vote on the only casino license for Greater Boston. This after commissioners yesterday voted to give preliminary approval to the Wynn Resorts Casino plan for Everett over the casino proposed for Revere by Mohegan Sun.
So the ayes have it 3-1. The Wynn applicant is the successful applicant. Congratulations. So,
as long as Wynn accepts all the conditions, today's vote by the gaming commissioners should be a formality. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on their decision.
Wynn Resorts wanted to bring a little bit of Las Vegas to Everett. It proposed a 5-star destination resort on the site of a former chemical plant on the banks of the Mystic River.
It's just going to be tremendous.
Everett Mayor Carlo DiMaria Jr. says he's excited that winning this bid will change the landscape of his city.
It's just going to be a snowball just getting bigger and bigger and coming down the mountain. That's what I see. I see you won't recognize the city of Everett hopefully in 10 years. It'll definitely change. We'll no longer be the butt end of the city of Boston, but will be the entrance to the city of Everett.
The state gaming commissioners, at least a majority of them, said that the Wynn Casino would have a better economic impact for the Commonwealth than the one Mohegan Sun offered to build in Revere. They said they liked the Everett Casino better because Wynn promised to pay workers more and create more jobs. The commissioners also seemed swayed that the global gambling company is better positioned to draw high rollers from abroad than Connecticut-based Mohegan, which might be more likely to cater to the local population. But for all the talk of overall economic gains, the commission's decision faces Revere with immediate losses. Mohegan's failed casino bid was paired with Suffolk Downs. The horse racetrack's chief operating officer, Chip Tuttle, says it's impossible to survive after losing the competition.
We're going to meet with our employees and the horsemen over the next couple of days and look at how we wind down operations in an orderly way.
That could amount to hundreds of employees out of work. They've been promised jobs at Everett's casino, but it won't be built for years, many years, fears James McHugh, the lone gambling commissioner who voted for Mohegan's casino bid. He says Wynn's relatively worse relations with surrounding communities and a pending environmental cleanup means the project may take longer getting off the ground, lowering its value.
Ultimately, I have a great concern about whether this project can muster the kind of collaborative energy it needs to move forward.
Even so, McHugh was key in pressuring Wynn Resorts to pay more to the city of Boston, which is concerned over traffic impacts on Sullivan Square in Charlestown, which borders the Everett site. In response, Wynn agreed to raise its payments up to $76 million over 15 years. But that was cold comfort to Mitchell Ettis. The CEO of the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority had the clear support of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh for a casino in Revere.
We worked collaboratively. We had surrounding community agreements. We had host community agreements, and we worked very well. I think we are very proud of what we've done here, and we're really happy with the way we worked with everybody and wish it would have come out differently.
Wynn Resorts executive Robert DeSalvio says his company is looking forward to working with Everett officials to build the $1.6 billion development.
It's a tremendous investment on behalf of the company, and we certainly understand the responsibility that we have to our shareholders, and we look forward to moving forward on this incredible project.
A project that Revere Mayor Dan Rizzo had hoped would fail in favor of a casino in his city. He's disappointed, but Rizzo says he respects the decision of the gambling commissioners.
They decided in this case to go risky versus safe. I hope for the sake of the Commonwealth and for all those jobs that we're going to be losing, that choice bodes well for everybody.
It is, however, still up to everybody. No casino will get off the ground in Everett or anywhere else in the Commonwealth if Massachusetts voters decide to repeal the state gambling law in a measure on the November ballot. But if they don't repeal the law, Everett is on track to get a casino and Revere can only watch. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.